Who's got the clap? We do. And of course, make sure you wash your hands after you've got the clap.
Sonoma, California.
Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
Tim Livingston.
Hey, big time Timmy Jim. What's up?
Pete Livingston.
My name? Peter.
And Sam Livingston.
H. Rabbit.
Taking you into Mondays the only way they know how. With love.
I love you, kick puncher!
Los Livingston Brothers on Sonoma Sun FM, KSVY 91.3, Sonoma.
In the month of January, it registered at a half an inch. In the last 3 days, there have been estimates of 10 inches. And we're talking about rain here. Pretty incredible. Welcome to Los Livingston Brothers. My headphones are so far down, I can't even hear. Oh, there I am.
Mine up.
Oh,
you sound. How am I?
You sound pretty.
I can't hear myself.
Oh.
Turn myself up.
All right, what's your deal? Harrison's already turned up pretty well.
Am I turned up?
You sound pretty good.
I can't really hear myself.
So you have.
What about now?
That's good.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Welcome to the show. I'm Tim. Sitting next to my my spot on the panel, our social media advisor, Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Sitting to his left, our very special guest, Harrison Young.
What's up?
Harrison, in the spot where Pete might be normally. Pete was running some great stuff over at the Boys and Girls Club tonight, and with a newborn, the combined craziness of all that, he will not be able to join us this evening. But, yeah, man, this rain, freaking crazy. Sonoma Creek crested down in Shelville pretty quick. It only took like 2 days. And it was completely flooded. They had the flood signs out. Caltrans came out and, like, blocked off part of Highway 12.
Oh, yeah. When I went to Fremont Diner, right. I went down 8th Street. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to the end of 8th Street, I was like, wow, I'm really glad I came this way because the other way was blocked off.
Completely blocked off.
Yeah.
Shelville Grill and the fire station are right there at the meeting of 12 and 121. And the water crests right there at Sonoma Creek. That bridge that's right there on 121 before you get to the intersection. And boy, oh boy, was it overflowing. There's some videos I saw. Bob Taylor, who runs this shindig here at KSVY and SVTV, put a video up yesterday of Sonoma Creek at Larson Park. So that's up in Boyce Hot Springs over by Flowery. Sonoma Creek basically starts up there to an extent before it gets into the Glen Ellen area where there's really not much room. And it was almost cresting there, too. And that was yesterday. And there was a lot of rain today. Not nearly as much today as there was yesterday or Friday. But this is crazy weather. And we haven't had weather like this in almost a year now, now that I think about it. This is the strongest storm of the winter.
Yeah, we've had, like, the most rain in the last 3 days than we've had in the last, like, 3 years.
Right. Yeah, seriously.
So it's pretty crazy. But we made it. And for people who are in the Sonoma area, I'm sure you've been driving around and seeing the flooded signs and the crazy gutters that are full, especially on Napa Street. But we are here. We're able to do the show. In fact, there's someone riding their bike right now out in the rain. Kudos
crazy
to you.
Person.
What an absolute nut.
Or just doesn't have a car. I'm going to go with the second one.
Second one. Always assume the positive side of that. And where do we want to start tonight? It's kind of been a weird week. Winter Olympics started. That's cool.
Yeah.
Pitchers and catchers report next week, so we really won't probably get into baseball till next week. But Walking Dead came back tonight.
Yep.
Ooh, really?
I forgot.
You had the whole thing with A-Rod on Friday. That was also very weird.
Or the lack thereof.
A-Rod. Or the lack thereof. And then we had the co-SEC Defensive Player of the Year come out today as a gay football player. And he's supposed to be a first day draft pick, so within the first three rounds, and there's been some interesting responses to it, to say the least. It's been a weird week. There's nothing like shining bright this week. Oh, we also had Flappy Bird?
Oh, yeah.
The whatever that app was that was like almost entirely plagiarized. Dong Wen, I guess is the name of the developer, took it down today. From all app stores.
Wait, so what happened?
So We'll have to find it. Sam can...
Can we close the door?
I mean,
I love the guys before us, but like not this much.
It's not their show anymore.
But yeah, so 2 weeks ago, and actually we were turned on to this game by our cousins who were over tonight watching the Olympics. So the creator of this game, Flappy Bird, where you, it's a screen tap game where you're trying to move this bird.
Yeah, you just go through
stuff. Pipes.
Anyways, yeah. I want the juicy stuff.
The juicy stuff is that Destructoid and Kotaku and all these websites over the last couple days came out and talked about how plagiarized this game is and how things were literally lifted from other games and placed into this Flappy Bird game.
Uh-huh.
But what happened was it got insanely popular also at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And so today, it was announced yesterday, today the creator of the game took it off all the app stores. And he didn't say if it would ever come back on the App Store at all. Android, iOS, whatever.
I don't think it was because it was plagiarized. I think it was
part
just...
of it, but I don't know. Sam, look it up. What do we got here?
Because seemed like a weird guy. I don't know.
He did, yeah. It was kind
of
like...
At first, I thought he was just going to be like, yeah, I'm going to take it off. And then the back of my head was, yeah, he's just saying that so more people are going to download it and play it before he quote-unquote takes it off the App Store. Yeah. But he did take it off the App Store.
This made all of the major news. It made Time Magazine.
Is he still going to be making money off the people who downloaded it previously?
Well, there's ad revenue.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. But like...
Because apparently he was making like $50,000 a day or something like
that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was ridiculous. He was making buku
bucks. I wonder if he's still, even though it taken it off the App Store, I wonder if he'll still make the revenue from the people who downloaded it already.
I guess unless the ad guys pull their ads. I don't know. I mean...
I don't think... Are they? Like, you know, how many millions of people downloaded that? Nobody's going to want to take the ad space off.
I don't know, but it's kind of weird because... He just came out and said, "Yeah, well, I'm just going to take the game down," but like I said, there were a website that came out and talked about how like the pipes were plagiarized.
Well, of course the pipes are. Look at that; it's from Mario. Like,
yeah,
how,
right.
Yeah.
But then there have been
surprised Nintendo wasn't like, "Hey, yeah,
right.
Like, you gotta."
And you almost wonder if maybe there was some pressure, like some people got in his ear and told him, like, "You should just take this down."
Before it got too crazy.
Before it got too crazy.
Because, I mean, that's a lot of money. And,
right.
Like, you know, a big company like Nintendo sees you're making money
off
of them.
You.
They're going to come after you for sure.
Without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, Sam, did you read into this at all?
Sort of. I got glimpses of the stories that people were posting. But wasn't there another version of Flappy Bird that was up? And then this guy just, like, ripped it off of someone
else?
No,
this was the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
And I don't know. Maybe they're going to do one more, I guess. But I mean,
but the other guy has other apps, right?
I thought he did.
Yeah, the other guy has like other top 10 like downloaded apps, so I'm pretty sure he's all right.
Yeah, but it was just weird. You got a game that gets insanely popular like in a week or a week and a half, and then
it's just a popularity contest now, dude. It's
get
not
that
like,
money.
Yep.
Get paid. Get that money. So, outside of that, I mean, I don't know. There is, like I said, weird week. Like I was thinking about stuff to talk about coming in, and I mean, we can talk about A-Rod. I kind of do want to talk about A-Rod because I have a big problem with A-Rod pulling his and I know Harrison does too, but pulling his lawsuit. It basically came down to A-Rod did not want to spend all the money he would need to go up against Major League Baseball. They said it'd be about $10 million in lawyer fees.
Okay, well, he's losing $220 million next
right.
year.
Right.
So, $10 million, $220
million. Yeah.
So, obviously, that didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, no, and that's the thing. It's so, MLB, we talked at length about their drug policies when it first came out because the weird number of games that they came to, and it seemed like the 50-game suspension was due to the fact that it was an assumed positive test. And then the joint drug agreement allowed them to tack on the extra games to make it a year-long suspension for the entirety of 2014. And it just got weird to the point where it seemed like a witch hunt. I called it a witch hunt. And the more people talked about it and dove into the lawsuit, it looked like a witch hunt. But A-Rod, I think at this point, knows that, it's like you said, I think that he knows there's a lot of money to be lost, but he should have come out and said something. I think he should have come out and said from the beginning that he wasn't going to fight or not going to stop fighting until, you know, there was a definitive answer one way or the other. And there's still not.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be suspended for the 2014 season, but it's under weird circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, like if he as I the whole thing is MLB got the information they did by very, very strange and kind of underhanded means. And that's not going to be further explored. And that's weird to me that A-Rod knows he had a case. He did have a case. He was never called into the commissioner's office to say that he was actually a positive test. He never got that. He never got said that he actually tested positive. And it's just weird that they decided to come after him with the biggest of the suspensions and
try to make an example of him. And then it made it worse for him, which shouldn't... That's dumb to me.
Yeah. He didn't... I mean, he wasn't going to shut up about it, but... I mean, I don't know. 200... You said there's a lot of money to be lost, but you have the ability to really actually take a stand against...
Like, do you think he's going to get... Did. Like, if he kept going with the case, is like if he lost, is it going to get worse for him? I feel like it couldn't get any worse for him, so there's really no reason for him to not try.
Right.
Well, I mean, he's already suspended, and you're losing hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
Well, I guess what? Not hundreds of millions, I'm sorry.
But millions.
But
millions,
yeah. So he said it was $10 million, right? He's losing like $23 million.
Right.
Yeah, and then he's gaining. He is getting $1.8 million just by being a Yankee.
Right, and it's like, why don't you take it upon yourself to make something, you know, make it happen, where you actually come out and have a federal judge make that motion? Because MLB didn't exactly have an open and shut case against him. There were some weird things coming out on how they got Anthony Bosch to come out and said what he said, how MLB came about getting this information. There's a lot of things that didn't get a chance to come up, and I think if A-Rod pursued this to the furthest it could go, that I think you would have seen more come out about it.
That and it just, you know? It looks and, like he just he there was really, at least from what I read, there was really no reason why he dropped it.
No.
Like, it was just, he dropped it. That was
right.
It. And so, you know, so obviously something went behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You don't just drop a case like that. You don't just drop something for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know. That. Like I said, it was like that, and like we were just talking about the Flappy Bird thing. It's like, there's something weird going on here that the guy just up and dropped it like this. Very mysteriously. So, but yeah, A-Rod, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Go home, A-Rod, you're drunk.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What are you doing, A-Rod?
A-Rod, go home. Walking Dead tonight. It returns.
It's pretty good.
So, AMC now knows. So after Walking Dead, there'll be a bridge. I think they're gonna do the Revolutionary War show that they've talked about, and then go into Mad Men. I don't think Mad Men... Well, wait a minute. No. They
Mad
are.
Mad Men starts in the fifth month. I thought like the middle of the year.
I think they run right? Mad Men with Game of Thrones. I remember last year Game of Thrones and Mad Men were on at the same time. I think that's right.
I think so.
Someone might want to check on that. 707-933-9133.
I remember Dexter and Game of Thrones ran together.
Right. Yeah. Game of Thrones comes back in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That'll be... I can't wait for that.
Oh, and then True Detective. Have you watched True Detective?
No, I've heard. You got to talk to us about True
amazing.
Detective.
It's like the best new show on all of television.
Matt McConaughey.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Two detectives from Texas, I believe.
I can't remember.
And it's somewhere down south. And it's a big-time serial drama.
It takes place at a deposition, and then... It It's hard to explain because it's like really back and forth.
Right.
Basically, the two main cops, it's set in the present. They're at a deposition. And then while they're describing what's going on, it goes flashbacks.
Okay.
But it's not set like in a flashback-ish type, you know.
Okay.
It's an actual show when it goes back in time. That's the majority of the show.
Okay. So they mess around with kind of... So they're kind of layering the show with the time frame as they're trying to put the case together. Is that what it's doing?
Yeah, it's basically, it's set in 1995, I think. And then they get to a part, you're like, why did they do that? Then they go back to, you know, oh, we're in a deposition. Then they kind of explain it and then go back.
Whoa, okay.
Back in time they're doing the case.
Right. Well, okay then. So, But I've heard kind of it's kind of gotten off to a weird start. Like, I've heard a lot of people praise it, and I've heard some people. I think that's one of those shows that because of who was in the starting the lean roles, that I think there was maybe too high expectations.
Yeah,
and they were punny. The thing is that people are looking for the next great HBO show.
This is the next great HBO show,
right? And then people. And I think people are putting the expectations on now that Breaking Bad's gone. So the bar has been raised for television, so to speak, right? And people don't want to kind of give Game of Thrones the benefit of the doubt, right? They're kind of seeing that as almost like a Walking Dead, right? AMC doesn't call Walking Dead their premier show.
I don't.
But it draws in the ratings much like Game of Thrones does for HBO.
Yeah, I don't think. I really don't think Game of Thrones is HBO's like. Crazy. Even though how popular it is and stuff, it's not their best show.
Right. It's not
by
the
a long shot.
Right.
So I mean, yeah, I can see that.
So you got your ratings draw, but then there's the critically acclaimed shows, and you know,
you need the show to make money to make other shows, right?
So right. And so you had The Sopranos, which was both. You had The Wire, which was going on at the same time as Curb Your Enthusiasm, and a few other shows that were bringing in the ratings. And so The Wire, whereas it wasn't really a – it only got its ratings in the fifth season, which was really weird.
No.
But then, you know, like right now HBO has – they have Girls, they have True Detective, they have
Game of
Thrones.
Both those are really
good
shows, by the
right?
way.
I haven't watched Girls yet.
It's good.
I've heard back. Same one of those things where you love it or you hate it, but the people who love it really do enjoy it.
It's more like – because I think my mom watched the first episode of it, and she didn't really like it.
Right.
And because it's more like our age group, it's like 20. It's
20s. It's dating in your 20s in New York City. That's what it comes down to.
It's kind of dating, but it's just like 20-year-old stuff.
Right.
That's it.
What you're dealing with.
Yeah, exactly.
And, and Eastbound and Down just ended, right? So HBO has kind of had, while they've had some good shows, they haven't had... like your Sopranos or your Sex in the City, those stalwart shows that you can, you know, put your network on. Meanwhile, AMC just lost Breaking Bad, but they have Walking Dead, and they have Mad Men at least for two more seasons. And so
Mad Men's two more seasons?
Well, yeah, because they're splitting up the last season.
I call that one
season. Yeah, okay, so one season. So you're looking for kind of that next big show, that next show that's going to take off and be what you want it to
be. That'll
be
interesting.
Yeah.
I bet they kind of wish Hell on Wheels took off.
Yeah, and it didn't. And
the first season was really good, and then I heard the second season was kind of meh, so I haven't even really watched it.
Well, there's been a lot of shows that are getting the axe. NBC's been taking the axe to a lot of shows.
How I Met Your Mother's ending, too.
How I Met Your Mother ends end of March.
Yep.
You have... let's see here. Who else? Parks and Rec is going to end like in April, but I don't know.
Is it ending?
So Parks and Rec and Community. So let's talk about this. So those are the two shows NBC throws up on Thursday nights now. They had the Michael J. Fox show, which they canceled. And then there was another show they threw up there. I think it was from Will and Grace. That guy who I can't remember his name now. But
Calm Will.
Yeah, Will. So they had, God, it wasn't Will, but we're going to call him Will anyway. But so Community and Parks and Rec, two shows that have loyal fan bases but not high ratings, but NBC doesn't have really any show that draws right now, except for, I think, Parenthood. Parenthood is, I think, their biggest draw. It's on a Wednesday at 10.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. It's in its fifth season, so they're putting stuff behind it. So Parks and Rec loses Rob Lowe, and Rashida Jones this season.
Who's Rashida Jones?
It's
not Anne, right?
It's Anne. Yeah, it is? Anne, right?
Okay, so
So you lose those two.
I'm okay with that.
Community loses Chevy Chase, who was never going to come back for the fifth season.
I heard tons of people are mad about that.
And then Donald Glover leaves a few episodes into the fifth season.
I heard everybody's just like mad in general about that show anyway. And like, everybody's like if somebody leaves, because everybody loves everybody on the show.
So. Right. And so Dan Harmon comes back for the fifth season, and all of a sudden now he's working without two of the guys that he had from the start. And they're kind of getting replaced by Ken Jeong and the guy who is Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad. So
okay.
So, but what's interesting about that is now I'm not sure where you're going to find like kind of the comedy from, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, do you know what AMC? Sorry, way off.
That's
topic.
Fine. No.
But you know what AMC is getting? AMC is getting the spinoff Breaking Bad show.
Yes, Let's Call Saul.
Yeah.
Better
so
Call Saul.
That, so.
And everybody not named Walter White is basically going to be back in that show.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
The reason why I brought that up is because he's in it.
That's right.
But, yeah.
But yeah, so, and Donald Glover worked really well with Pudi, Daniel Pudi, who plays Abed. And so they had that great dynamic. And the female characters on that show weren't really there for comic relief. They were kind of there to be like the straight person to the other people's jokes. I mean, Britta can be pretty funny, but it's mainly people making fun of her. She says something and that sets something else off. And so I'm wondering where the comedy is going to come from, because Chevy Chase was a one line machine, you know, Abed's still a one man, one line machine. Donald Glover definitely was a one line machine, but like, does Community have it in? I mean, I think NBC has to give them one more season because they don't have anyone else to put out there. Yeah. And then with Parks and Rec, I think it'll be interesting to see if they want to go another season, to be honest with you. And I'm guessing that
a lot of those actors have other stuff they can do anyway. So
oh, yeah.
Anybody...
Amy Poehler can write her check to whatever she wants to do. Whatever she wants to do for her next thing, she's going to get
to do. Joel McHale obviously has tons of his own stuff.
Joel McHale is doing the same thing. Aziz Ansari is blowing up. And then Ron Swanson, who I can't remember, Offerman is great. And so these guys all have shots at after the show going off and able to make something of themselves. And so you wonder if the networks aren't going to commit to the shows, if they're going to want to do it. And I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel I'm watching those shows now, and I kind of feel like I'm watching the end of those shows. Like they're going to kind of end on terms other than the ones they wanted to. So, other than that, though, the show right now that's doing it for me is Archer.
Yeah,
this has been a great season. Have you been watching it?
I don't really watch Archer, to be honest, because usually hit or miss with me. Like usually I'm like, oh, that's hilarious.
Right.
But most of the time it's like, okay, like, that was funny, but...
Well, it's a tough show to get into because they do a lot of those inside jokes and past, right? So you have to kind of really be into it to get all the jokes.
Okay, so I got to watch from the beginning.
Right.
So maybe I'll enjoy it
which
more.
Which are still funny.
Which are
regardless.
Great.
So it's worth going back.
But this season has been interesting because they totally blew up the story. So, they played the secret agents at ISIS. Well, the beginning of the season starts with ISIS getting raided by the FBI for running illegal spying operations. And so they're on the lam. They cannot do any of their espionage work. And the season starts with them having an actual ton of cocaine that they have to get rid of that the FBI didn't find in their raid. And so this season is them selling this cocaine, getting it off their hands so that they can go into retirement. It's a ridiculous presence, but they're making it work pretty damn well. So, but yeah, so, I mean, I kind of feel like right now there's definitely some good shows. The one show that's coming back in a couple of weeks, The Americans. And I want to see what the second season of that's going to be.
I heard the first season wasn't that good or something.
The first season.
I haven't heard great things about it.
It was definitely tough to get into it, but once you did, about halfway through the season.
It looks like a cool show.
Yeah.
Because I like that type of, hey, let's jump back in time to.
It's an interesting era.
You know? Exactly.
But by the end of that season, it was a good show. And so they're wondering if they have something they can build on to have a second season. There's that other show that FX started on the Mexican border. I can't remember what that was called.
FX is coming out with tons of stuff.
Yeah. They have a new show with George Lopez. George Lopez is going to have a new show. And it looks like it's going to be along the lines of Louis, which is going to...
Yeah, it looks more like... you know, an MA version of the show that he had on Nick and Knight.
Right. Oh, yeah. The George Lopez show.
Yeah. It looks more like that to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Sam, have you been watching any TV? You're not really a big TV guy, are you?
I'm not recently. No. I just, man, I should.
You've been watching Family Guy. Sam gets into the Family Guy reruns a lot.
I know. I don't know. I sprinkle that into my week, I guess.
South Park.
Yeah.
South Park.
I haven't seen all of those, so.
Yeah. I don't know. TV's an interesting
And like, I keep thinking about doing Walking Dead, but I don't know.
You got into, like, what, the first or second season, right?
I finished the two seasons.
Okay. The third season's on Netflix.
You only got one more season to go.
Right, and then the fourth season should come out in the next couple of weeks. Breaking Bad. So here's where, this is where Netflix comes into play. Friday, House of Cards. House of Cards season 2. Starts Friday at midnight.
Uh-huh.
And then Breaking Bad comes out February 24th. So 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's really going to push a lot of Netflix views up. That'll be interesting to see. House of Cards already got picked up for a third season, which I guess is kind of easy to do.
I still haven't watched that show.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah? What's it about again?
So
it's about White House stuff?
Right? It's about a guy who is a state representative. I think I'm trying to remember state down south, like Georgia or Alabama or one of the Carolinas, and basically how he plays the system to leverage himself into trying to get himself to the top, and his first step is to become Speaker of the House and then try to become Vice President, so that if something happens, he can be next in line to either run for president. Or, God forbid, something happens to the president, he would step in. So the first season was all about him basically playing everybody against each other.
I was going to say, so it's just him weaseling his way up
right,
to the top?
Right, and he was that, he would play the camera, he'd break the fourth wall all the time, right? He'd do that kind of self-narrative, and it was an intriguing show. It's one of those shows that actually works on a binge watch.
Yeah, okay.
So... You know, if you got 10, I think it's, I don't know if it's going to be 13. I think it was 13 episodes for the first season. I'm not sure.
I hope they do another season of Arrested Development. Because if it ends like
that,
yeah. I'm going to be like, come on, really? Like, I didn't think it was that good to begin with. Like, I don't want a season of just like, I want a season of everybody together. Because that's what made the show funny.
Yeah, and that's what, when we talked about it. You know, because it first came out, and we obviously watch it in the first 2 weeks it was out. One of the problems was with this season was that they weren't all together.
I was just waiting for it the whole time, and it never happened. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that was tough because I like the idea of the individual stories, but what made that show great was that they were able to get all those people together in a 30-minute episode. And it was perfect because they gave us the right amount of everybody to the point where all the storylines are great.
But it was like by the, you know, sixth or seventh episode, I was like, all right, there's been one episode per person. Now we can start bringing everybody together.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, no, we're just going to circle around again. Like, what? What?
The
no.
whole party at the Cuatro de Mayo thing didn't work out that well, unfortunately. Yeah, I would like to see them do one last run. Do it more traditional.
Yeah.
I know that they wanted to probably do something a little bit different to make a big comeback, but if they do a more traditional run, I think they'll be better off. So I'm with you there. That's a good call. Have you been watching the Olympics?
Nope.
Any interest at all?
Literally none.
Curling? No.
Curling?
Curling?
Do you watch Conan?
Yes.
I love Conan. Anyways.
Conan is great.
Andy Richter did a curling video.
No, really?
Where he went to some U.S. curlers or whatever. Or I can't remember. It's just some people curling. And
curling was involved.
And it's just him, like, trying to curl. And it was hilarious.
They I watched a video over the weekend of the Canadian Curling Championships from this past year. And this was in full Anchorman 2. And Will Ferrell went up there and called it as Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Pretty damn good.
I still
haven't
seen Anchorman 2.
Same here.
I don't know if it's still out.
It should be. I mean, it's just out. Like,
I was trying to think. Like,
it came out Christmas, right?
Yeah. Still haven't seen Wolf of Wall Street. There's a bunch of movies still.
I haven't seen Wolf of Wall Street either. But I saw all the other movies. I saw.
Did you see Dallas Buyers Club?
No. But that was only playing in select theaters.
Yeah, that was a really small release. What were some of the other big Christmas movies? Yeah.
I can't remember. The Hobbit.
The Hobbit. Smaug.
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 God, just say Smaug.
Smaug. Just say Smaug. It's not Smaug. It's Smaug. What were some of the other movies?
American Hustle.
I've heard good things.
That was really good.
Okay.
And then there's another movie that I saw too. Oh, and another movie that I saw 12 Years a Slave.
Whoa.
And that was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I heard that was intense.
It was intense.
One scene in particular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
one
scene.
One of the very last scenes. Yeah,
that scene. That's the scene I heard about, and that's the scene where I was like, yeesh. I didn't watch any of those. I watched some old movies recently. I did The Watchmen. I watched Watchmen, the ultimate 200-minute cut of it. I don't know. It's that's a movie that either you love it or you hate it. It's a very divisive movie. Did you guys ever see it?
Watchmen? Oh, I didn't get to know.
It's based on the DC comic. It's the same guy who did V for Vendetta.
Okay.
Alan Moore.
Cool.
Who famously said he'd never see Watchmen. I don't know if he ever said that about V for Vendetta, but he famously said that he would, if anybody tried to turn Watchmen into a film, he'd never go see it, which was really weird. But it was good. I mean, and the other one I watched was Das Boot. Which you have to sit down for that one.
Das Boot.
1981. It was a German movie about
you already lost me.
Yeah, I know. But it's a movie about these German U-boats during World War II going out right before Pearl Harbor, even though it never gets referenced. So this is like October 41. Go out, and their job is to go out and seek out any English ships in the Atlantic Ocean, the North Atlantic. And they basically, it's shot all on a submarine for all but about 30 minutes of the movie. So it really gets into this really confined space where people hate being around each other for as long as they have been. Uh-huh. And all the perils of war and stuff like that. And then the ending just kind of rips your guts out. It's really a crazy, crazy movie. Really more psychological than anything. But famously, there's a 150-minute cut that got released in the United States. There is a 3-hour cut. There is a 200-minute cut. And then there is a 300-minute cut.
300 minutes?
So Wolfgang Petersen, who directed this film, originally had a cut that he wanted to be 6 hours long. It ended up being 5. And he wanted to tell the entirety of this story as best he could. And what ended up happening was he released it in those cuts. And then in 1985 or 1986... he did a mini-series in Germany, splitting it up into parts, where he showed each part of the movie. It ended up being almost 300 minutes long. And that got sent to the BBC in England and all that stuff. And that got released on DVD, like, in 2004. And it's 294 minutes. It's Jeez. Crazy, man. But if you're into epics, if you're into war epics, I definitely suggest it. It's a great movie. Trying to think if there's anything else.
Crap, I can't remember what else I saw, but... Okay, so...
Oh, well... Oh, go ahead, if you remember.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Oh. Well, just last night, it was just raining, and I was just chilling, and I was just, like, ready to just pass out on the couch. And so then I was just sitting there, you know, I guess Mom and Dad were there, but anyways, laying there on the couch. Something just ended, I can't remember, but then, you know... something called The Red Pony was on. It was John Steinbeck, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, he wrote the story, and so it was like this 4-star rated movie that just came on. And then I turned it, and then it was The Fox and the Hound was on Disney Junior. And just like, so I'm watching like two adorable movies about like baby animals growing up and like tragedy striking. So it's like, okay, yeah.
Ripping the guts out of kids everywhere.
Yeah.
Hi, here's this great movie about baby animals. By the end of this movie, you're not going to like baby animals anymore. That's why there's...
Well, actually, Fox and the Hound wasn't really, but it was very, like, tearing friendship-wise. It's like, oh, no, stop.
That's like, there's a lot of those movies where that happens, and then you hear people say, well, I don't want to own, like, dogs. I only want to own, like, puppies. And then by the time they get to be 2 years old, they're, like, selling them off and stuff like that. I'm like, really? That's weird.
Then, like, don't get... That's totally messed up. I mean, that's a family to it. Yeah. That you're giving away, and then they end up having anxiety for the rest of their lives. I found out if you just give away your pet, your dog or cat, they just end up ending like they have problems from it.
Harrison, what about you? Said you had something else. Was it on the movie front?
What do you guys think about the new RoboCop remake?
Hell no.
That's basically literally what everybody's saying. And it'll be interesting if the movie is good, and then they can all just point and laugh at everybody.
Well, it's like, I see that as the new Dredd movie, and I only say that because they look very similar. Hmm. But the new Judge Dredd movie came out, and Carl, what's his last name? The guy who played, not Scotty, but the doctor on Star Trek, and he's in
that. Yeah, right?
I know exactly. Carl Urban. He's awesome.
Yeah, they couldn't have picked a better person to play that guy.
And he understood, I think, more. So this is the problem, right? So Judge Dredd, the original movie, somehow starring Rob Schneider as well as Sylvester Stallone. Don't know why. One of the problems was that Judge Dredd...
They're both amazing actors.
I guess so. But, you know...
Rob Schneider, come on.
The whole thing about Judge Dredd is that he never takes off his mask. But yeah. Sylvester Stallone, so you got to see Stallone without the mask on, right? And so people who are really adamant, you know, comic book fans, which is all comic book fans, are like, oh, man, he took off his mask. It's so dumb. And so on this one, they made it a point that the mask was never taken off. And in fact, it was actually written in the Carl Urban's contract that when he stepped on the set, he had to have the mask on. He was not able to take it off until he went into his trailer. He had to have it on at all times.
That's nuts. So
he really wanted to get into character with it. It was
okay. He wanted to.
Right.
Okay.
And so...
I thought he was just being forced into, like, you cannot take this off until you're in
the
trailer.
The whole thing about RoboCop is that the first 15 minutes of that movie are so iconic. That scene won a freaking Academy Award for video effects. People don't remember that about RoboCops. About RoboCop the movie in 1987. That scene won... the visual effects Oscar.
What did? I'm sorry.
So.
Yeah, what scene? Because I've never seen the movie.
You never saw the original?
No.
So
I didn't get to see it before they took it off Netflix.
So Cop, you know, is going after these guys. He gets captured and almost gets literally blown away by a shotgun. Like his limbs get blown off completely. They find him, they rebuild him, and they turn him into RoboCop. Right? But, like, that scene is iconic. Like, that's what most people remember from RoboCop. It's the fact that that scene, you know, that got you set up for the rest of the movie. And in this movie, you're doing a PG-13 movie, and you're kind of dumbing it down for the audience, and now you're kind of doing it where you're in a, I guess you're going to say a setting where RoboCops are all over the place. And they're kind of the ones that are trying to be the saviors of even the worst areas in this metropolis or whatever. And it's just like, I like the first one because you're actually hearing, you're learning about a guy who, you know, almost loses his life, becomes a robot, and is still able to do what he wants. And I don't know. I don't see how the remake's gonna really be any good.
I don't see why the movie needed to be remade in the like.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah.
That's a pretty useless remake. Pretty much.
Like, you should remake bad movies, right?
Right. Like Batman. Like Batman and Robin came out, right?
So well, Batman... those aren't really remakes. It's just, yeah. It's Batman. You know, they will... everybody has their own interpretation of Batman.
Well, Batman Begins, right?
Yeah.
So you know, you hear about what the new controversy is. So Ant-Man gets released or announced, I think, for real last week.
Oh, really?
Right. Paul Rudd is going to be Ant-Man.
Did you see like the fake, or it wasn't fake, but it was like behind the scenes like trailer on like some dude's camera?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you saw that.
But I guess
it looked pretty cool.
There's a story that I saw a couple people post on Facebook about how all these movies are getting greenlit, yet something like Wonder Woman is not. And so people are talking about sexism in movies and how all these great like female movie leads like a Wonder Woman or some
that
of the other ones.
That might be a good movie because I literally have no idea about anything about Wonder Woman.
Right.
I only know her origin thing, but
well,
like that's it.
I don't know anything. Like all I know is that she has a lasso and then a fly is like an invisible plane.
So
that's
the,
like literally the only thing I know about Wonder
but
Woman.
But so you have the Justice League. The Justice League movie has been announced. It's going to be like in 2016, 2017, whenever. It's going to happen.
Okay.
You're going to have a Justice League movie. So Wonder Woman's obviously going to be a part of the Justice League. And so much like the Avengers, DC should really go, you know, go beyond the fact that you have to introduce everybody that's going to be critical to that. So then once that movie comes out...
And obviously Wonder Woman is pretty critical.
Pretty incredible, right? Pretty big part of that. No movie, no plan for a movie. Meanwhile, the Justice League movies have been announced.
I like how they're making an Ant movie, and which is like, okay... That's like Hawkeye's like assistant
right.
or whatever.
Oh, and then what's the
and
movie?
And I was like, what the heck? Whoa, that's weird. All right. And then they have the Galactic, whatever the heck that movie is, with like Rocket Raccoon.
Right,
stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What? What? Yeah. Rocket Raccoon, some you know character that almost nobody has ever heard of if you're not a comic book fan.
Right.
Or play Marvel's Capcom 3. But like,
we
got to
talk
you,
about what happened this
why
weekend,
would you do
too.
That? With why would you do that versus like yeah like a Wonder Woman or
right
like any of those other characters.
Speaking of which, we didn't even get a chance to talk about this last week. Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor, your thoughts?
Oh, you know what? I don't know. Like whatever, we'll see what happens. They can make anybody look however they want now. So I don't really think that's gonna. People think, oh, he's not bald. Like they can make him look bald. It's not.
Right.
It's not.
They can make a girl look bald. I've seen it before.
My whole thing
is
that, and so people and
you can make a. Anyways,
the first thing everybody talked about is, well, he played Zuckerberg. He's like, he can play Lex. He's like, they're two different guys. Luther is.
Well, the thing is, I have a feeling he's gonna play the character the same way he's played every character he's ever played before.
Which would suck if that's the case.
I think that's the. I think that's why people are scared, not because he's not bald. Like it's.
Well, no, like Lex Luthor is like this. He's got this ruthless aggression that's very understated, but he's malevolent. Like, he's everywhere.
They need to make him look older, too.
Right.
He's not like an old guy. Yeah.
So, Cranston was right there. Bryan Cranston was right freaking there to play Lex Luthor.
He's in the Godzilla movie.
That looks sick! I can't wait for that movie to come out.
I don't like Godzilla at all, but that movie
That looks movie looks sick. Like, first off, the people who cast that movie were, like, going all in. There's like this is like a legitimate an A-list cast. This isn't just like, you know, a ridiculous, you know, oh let's splatter this with cameos or what have you. It's an A+ cast.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not.
And
just
it's
because,
an American Godzilla movie.
Right.
You know, it's not like a Japanese.
But
like, it doesn't have that feel to it.
But they did get they got a lot of input from the Japanese.
Well, I mean, as they should, right?
Yeah.
It's a Godzilla
yeah.
movie, but so. You know. America obviously needs to put its twist on it because it's an American movie.
Right. I don't know. It just looked good. That trailer, like that teaser trailer made me...
fits the whole dark era that we're in, right?
Yeah.
Because everything's dark.
Just that scene where they got the jumpers coming down.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see that they're not even close to being as... Like, they're tiny specks next to Godzilla once you finally... It's like...
Yeah.
So that looks awesome. There was an event this weekend.
What?
Well, I can't remember.
moving on.
It was like a. It was an.
moving on. Anyways, more movie talk.
was it more? I think it was an. I don't know. It might have just been NBC. I can't remember what it was.
I don't think there was anything going on this weekend.
Someone was posting something about this dude who was rolling through people with a Rocket Raccoon team. I can't remember.
Oh, was it
G
Cup or something?
Something like that. I couldn't remember what it was.
It was like a Japanese tournament, right?
Yeah,
I think it was G Cup, I think.
And some dude was running like Nova Rocket Raccoon, and I think Doom. I think that was the team or something like that. And just like upending fools, like just knocking fools out. And I can't remember. I think I don't know who was putting in my feed. I don't know if it was Neo or someone else, but it was like, I'm just stoked to see a Rocket Raccoon team. I don't know, man.
He sucks so much, too. So.
I know. But hey, man, there was an Arthur team that was big for a while, you know? Ashuma Gorath team did well at Evo this year,
yeah,
you know?
That's so true. It's like,
I want to see more of that.
To be fair, he was playing Wolverine on point.
He was, yeah. Okay, sure.
What was the guy's name? Rocket Raccoon?
And he played Dormammu, so it's like...
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's still... To throw Shuma in there, I don't know. This is like you could throw anybody in there, but Shuma.
Well, it's because he uses it for the assist,
right?
So
yeah, sure. So I want a MODOK team to come back, do some work.
MODOK is cool.
MODOK is like the coolest character in the game. He's super hard, probably the hardest character in the game, either him or Dormammu. But that dude is sick when you can get him. The MODOK we saw in. When we went in, I can't remember if it's 2011 or 2012 now, the guy from Mexico. I think that was 12.
Fruity.
Yeah, Fruity.
Fruity, sorry.
That was sick. Like, he was a trolling MODOK. He was the best. Like, he'd get a life lead and just have him fly up to the top of the screen. It was great. That was some fun stuff, so. Nothing really coming up, huh? We don't have a YMA coming up.
No, I just got an invite to the next YMA Dojo. Like literally,
just now.
Literally 5 seconds ago. Apparently,
holy
it's
criminy.
The 24th.
So that would be.
Which I kind of hope he puts it next week.
Or holy criminy, man! The 24th.
The 24th.
Doesn't he not know that that's both the announced? That's the both the debut of the WWE Network and Breaking Bad coming out on Netflix.
Well, I don't think anybody really cares about Breaking Bad coming out on Netflix because anybody who's seen it is gonna see it already.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, WWE, for some reason, everybody's crazy about that.
The reason is because...
people just love fake wrestling.
That wrestling, so it's content, right? So it's like the Netflix of wrestling. But it's the first step for a major content contributor to try and go around the cable companies. Like, they had pitched these to cable companies, this idea to cable companies, and they wanted to package it with their next deal surrounding their weekly Raw and SmackDown shows.
I mean, I feel like
you know
networks want to do this, but maybe they're contracted to be with I don't know, Comcast or whatever. But I think as soon as they find a way out, they're going to find a way out.
And so the reason why this gets brought up is because now the network rights for Raw and SmackDown are coming to a close. They're going to come together. They're going to come together at the end of their contracts at the same time. And now there's talk about whether the WWE is going to go back to the networks because they're still one of the few shows on TV that draws in live ratings. People watch it live. So that's a big thing in a DVR age, in a Netflix age. But there's kind of this idea that it's a lowbrow, fake sporting type thing, but it brings
in
ratings.
It's entertainment. It's entertainment. That's what it is.
And so the whole thing is WWE would expect the companies to pay a premium for that. And now that they have this network, they can say, if you're not going to pay us, you're not going to get the ad revenue from us being on the network. We'll just take all our ad revenue over here and we'll just make the money straight up ourselves, produce it ourselves. Right? And so the big question is, though, that Raw, their flagship show, is on USA, which is part of NBC Universal, which is owned by Comcast. So there's some heavy-duty things that are coming down with it. And the big reason people are happy and excited about what the WWE Network does is because if this is successful, this can lead to other networks or other content providers deciding to bypass the cable companies directly.
Exactly.
And giving on-demand,
over-the-top content. Look at all those premium channels like HBO. And,
right.
Like they could totally do that easily,
mm-hmm.
I feel like.
A la carte, right?
Yeah.
So,
because you're already paying $10 a month for the channel. So
right.
The fact that you need a cable provider to get it is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And so people would be much more willing to pay.
And they're, I mean, obviously they're getting tons of money from cable providers in order for that to happen.
Right.
Or else there'd be no reason for them to do that.
True. But you know, this being a big step and using proven technology, using the MLB advanced media technology that they use for all their streaming services, that it's amongst the best in all streaming, and piggybacking off of that technology to make their network work, it's a huge step forward. And so, like you said, HBO Go is already on Apple TV. Could they offer something in the next 6 months to a year where you don't have to be a subscriber?
HBO Go is on HBO Go.
Right.
Like you don't need anything for that. You just need HBO Go.
Right. So, there's some changing of the landscape. And while WWE isn't considered nearly as popular as it was 15 years ago, this is still a huge step. They're kind of paving the way, just like they did with pay-per-view 30 years ago. They're kind of paving the way now for the over-the-top stuff. So that'll be interesting. We got sidetracked. What was the other stuff we were talking about? Oh, yeah, Waimea Dojo.
Speaking of video games, do you know what the EVO lineup got announced?
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Holy criminy.
So it was...
kind of under the radar, but go ahead, please.
It was Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, obviously.
Right.
Ultra Street Fighter 4, presuming it's done.
Yeah, and...
Which makes it sound like they're going to get it done no matter what. And I don't really like that, to be honest. But
yeah,
anyways...
Because they could rush a crappy game
Yeah,
out.
Exactly. That's Killer Instinct, obviously, because they got sponsored by Microsoft, obviously, because they got new Xboxes. Or maybe they're super nice and they just bought Xboxes.
Yeah, maybe,
I don't know.
Right.
And then there's Blaze Blue.
Oh, really?
Blaze Blue, yes. Blaze Blue.
The new one.
The new one. What else is there?
Did Smash...
So that's four, right?
Smash come back?
They're discussing
four.
It.
They are discussing it with Nintendo.
Which is hilarious. Oh, yeah. Because of last year, the streaming stuff, right?
There's a new game coming out in the middle of this year, too, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they'll try and... I don't know. We'll see what happens with that.
I think it's
like a 90% chance that it'll be
Melee
and not the new game.
I think you kind of have to, because if it's coming out in June, you're giving what?
No,
the
Ultra's coming out in June. They don't care.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so we'll have to talk about that next week, because that's going to be crazy. The idea.
I'm forgetting one more game. There's no Tekken.
No Tekken. No Soul Calibur.
No Soul Calibur. There's no 3D games.
No Cross Tekken.
No Cross Tekken.
No Cross Tekken. Thank God.
I know.
Bring back Turbo.
They're doing a Tournament of Legends.
Mm-hmm. As they normally
tournament.
Do.
Why can't I remember the last game? Oh, King of Fighters.
Oh, duh.
Oh,
duh.
Right.
Which has become like the second most hype.
It's weird because nobody plays it across the country.
Right? It's the biggest international game.
Yeah.
Everybody, like Japan,
that's, yeah,
South
exactly.
America.
It's the biggest... I mean, Street Fighter is up there for sure, but I feel like KOF brings people from all
Korea,
over.
And no, it's a big Southeast Asia game. Thailand, Korea, Japan, and then south of the United States, so Mexico into Central and South America. Some Europe stuff, not as much. But yeah, it's the international flavor for sure.
Yeah.
But the last 2 years... If you know people got hype for Marvel, and people got hype for Melee to an extent last year, King of Fighters was probably the second most hype event for both of those years, and it deserves to stay there.
Yeah, for sure.
For so that's a good lineup. That's a very traditional lineup. You're not seeing anything outside of the box. You're not seeing
just six games, nothing
six games,
crazy.
3D fighters, none of that. Well, though Melee, like I said, on the bubble.
Yeah, they said if it gets in, there's a spot there. There's no. Like too late. It's
right.
It has a spot if it gets in. So they work something out.
So favorites, Chris G for Marvel, still.
Dude,
I mean,
Marvel is such a crapshoot for.
Right. I mean, you could just run into a bad matchup.
I mean,
bad
sure.
Bracket.
You know what? Yeah, but all Chris G, he's godlike. He'll probably get top eight.
Neo. You know.
I think Neo needs to step it up.
Yeah.
I think he might get top eight if he needs to. He has a couple demons that he just can't beat, and I feel like if he runs into Chris G or Ryan, I don't know, maybe a couple others that I don't know. If he runs into those, he's not gonna make it. He's not
just like he did at NorCal.
If he can get that and he can play it, it's always. I mean, I guess it's always like that. You always have somebody where if you beat him, then you're in. No matter where in the tournament you're at, it could be the third match, could be, you know, the one right before top eight, but you got to beat that one guy. You got, like, quote-unquote smooth sailing all the way to top eight.
Right.
But there's always that one match, and if he beats that one person, I can definitely see Neo getting top eight.
And Marvel last year had a couple of guys that nobody had even heard of getting into top eight. A couple of online players got in there. And so, like you said...
Well, people knew Cloud from SoCal. Mm-hmm. I didn't know him, but he definitely wasn't, like, a, you know, random... Well, I guess he kind of was a random person, but
Infrared,
he was good, and he played Zero, so he was doing that right.
And that's why I brought up Infrared, because, you know, if you think Zero players, Infrared should be right there.
No, Infrared doesn't play Zero.
Who plays Zero, then?
Cloud.
Cloud? There was another Zero team, though. Who was it?
Flocker.
Well, Flocker, yeah, sorry.
Who won?
Smart man, I can think, right? It's midnight, I'm tired. But yeah, so it is another open field. The whole thing with Ultra is if Ultra gets released a month before...
I'm going to be so mad, dude.
So that means all the testers got their shots.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be
And
like
so
that,
it's going to be a very, like, inner circle type tournament, which I guess would mean you're going
to... it will be, but it's not a new game, so...
Right. And I think that...
But there will be five new characters.
Right.
So, I mean, let's say Infiltration or P.O. Balrog or Justin Wong. Well, the Justin Wong never is going to drop Rufus.
No.
But... Say he picks up one of those characters and then just coasts because nobody knows the character
and
you're godlike. So,
Yeah, that'll be something that a lot of people will be talking about in the lead up to. So, the first announcement was April. Now it's looking like June for Ultra. Evo is the second weekend of July.
I believe so. I don't know. I'm assuming it's in July.
Right.
It has to be in July because they're not going to release Ultra and have Evo in the same month. Right. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's tough if you're a player that hasn't gotten a chance to play Ultra. And I don't know. The guy that comes to mind right away is if Rolento plays well. If Rolento's a character that
plays
well.
People are saying Elena's, like, stupid good.
Yeah, because of her healing and
Who would you like to see in it? Just anyone in particular.
Well, they already put my favorite character in it. They're putting the Animal Crossing guy in there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right? I like that Lucario.
I like all of the characters.
I like Lucario's coming back. Lucario's super super fun to play in Brawl.
I like all those super super goofy characters, like him chopping down trees on people. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, and then the bowling ball, just like knocking people off the edge.
Yeah, and then the Wii Fit girl. I think that's hilarious. People think that's stupid. I think it's hilarious.
I think that's awesome. Taking something like super casual and just be like, "Oh, new character."
Yeah.
Okay, people always say, "Oh, Geno, Mewtwo." It's like, okay, yeah, we could use them.
Oh yeah, that's right. Mewtwo's in it, huh?
We hope.
Geno,
no, I'm pretty sure. Isn't he
announced? No. People are saying, oh, what if, you know.
Geno is the Holy Grail.
Who's Geno?
Geno is the Super Mario RPG character. That,
that's
the kind of the Holy Grail there. And the fact that he has not been in a Smash game has raised some eyebrows because
Mario RPG.
HAL Laboratories, who has kind of done a good job of bringing the Earthbound back into the light because they're the same company that helped release Earthbound. So you had Ness, you had Lucas in the previous games. Oh, so these are your characters.
These
so
are the
far?
Characters. This is, really.
So Lucario.
This Pokemon sucked too. I didn't even use it.
No, go to the. Just keep on going, right, Sam. So Lucario, King Dedede, Zelda, Marth, Sonic.
Wait, so these are announced characters?
Yeah.
This one is crazy. If
Rosalina
you watch her video,
and Luma.
It's I'll go through the rest.
Toon Link.
Yes,
Peach,
Villager.
Villager from Animal Crossing. Luigi, Pikmin, and Olimar.
That's a good character too.
Mario, Donkey
Kong. And
then
Mega Man. Everybody went bonkers for Mega Man.
Wii Fit Trainer.
Capcom was like, huh, you guys put Mega Man in Nintendo game, you only put Mega Man in your own game.
Right. Link, Samus. So the original eight, your Link, your Samus, your Kirby, Fox, Pikachu, Bowser,
and
then
Pit. Pit is back, right?
Right.
Pit was in Brawl.
Right. So
he's got new stuff, like, from the remake. See, like, he's got some more things going on.
Mega Man's
going to
be super fun. Yeah, they got plenty of time to add new characters, too. But Villager...
There's going to be way more characters.
Villager and Mega Man are two awesome adds. Rosalina should be fun.
I hope the Wii Fit trainer is just God tier for no reason.
Right? Yeah. It's like...
Just the stupid characters. Just like the Villager and Wii Fit. You know,
yeah.
Just
like,
that or like, you know, like Olimar. Just like random top tier for no reason.
Olimar, yeah. I don't know. I think you'll see the Villager become... Although, you know what? You don't want Villager to become from Marvel.
What?
You don't want him to be the Smash Brothers version of... Objection. What's his name?
Phoenix Wright.
Phoenix Wright. You don't want him to be Phoenix Wright in this game. Don't make him Phoenix Wright. Don't make him, like, the worst possible character in the game.
But Rosalina and Luma, just bringing her up. It was really weird. I think people thought because
it's Star Wars Galaxy. I don't even know.
Mario Kart. What the hell?
Well, this is like the character announcement.
Oh.
Anyways, yeah. So they all come together. It's Rainbow Road. This is the video that we're watching. Kirby goes shooting through on his little flying star.
That'd
and
be
then
sick if they do Rainbow Road as a level.
They oh, might. Yeah, I mean, they've sick. Already shown it. I think it might
it's
just
the
be.
The most...
It'd be chaotic and hard. I am assuming it'd be like an F-Zero, like the cars racing through and stuff, which might be annoying.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it's like the most iconic level in Mario Kart history.
Yeah, without a doubt. Speaking of which, Mario Kart 7's coming out, too.
Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart 8.
That actually looks pretty sweet.
28.
All Mario Karts are awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, there's Luma.
Oh, so I was saying Rosalina and Luma has like some crazy metagame look to her. If you watch her moves, it's just like the Luma can be used.
It's like a weird version of Peach when she plays. She can fly. She's got like
she summons the
she
Luma.
Throws, yeah,
it's
she
like
throws
a, little...
a star like she throws. Yeah, she can turn Luma different colors. It's totally weird, but totally cool stuff too. So.
Wow, that looks broken.
I know.
What the heck?
And then watch.
Right?
It takes shots
so
for her.
So it's like Ice Climbers,
well.
Right?
Yeah, it's
kinda.
Like...
Well, actually, it's micro projectile. I don't know. Yeah, it sort of is.
It's
See,
so...
look, she can yank items
it's
to her.
So weird.
And then deflect projectiles. And
it's
then.
So weird. Cutting down trees, just like Animal Crossing.
What the heck? That's Villager.
Look at that. Just juggling with them back and forth. Yeah, that's going to be so cool.
Yes.
That's broken as hell. So
I can't wait. And I can't wait
to capture people with a net and then just chop a tree down on them.
And just watch them fly. That's gonna be great.
Kirby likes it.
Oh, but there's apparently gonna be like it's like the same number as Brawl, and right now they have like 23 characters total announced so far. So there's gonna be like at least 8 that we still have to see.
Nice. And there
is. And to think. Street Fighter is going to have 44.
44 wow. Freaking characters, man. Four rows of 11.
It's so funny. These guys, Sakurai, I think the guy's name is, he's like, no, I'm sorry, more characters doesn't make it a better game. Just makes it like harder to balance. And so he's like, we're going to keep
it
around.
It's a Nintendo game, and Nintendo has so many iconic characters like that you want to be in the game.
Yeah, I know.
They don't care. I think all they care about is not having somebody be broken. They don't really care about balancing it or anything. They just
that's what went wrong with Brawl.
I don't think you'll see, like, Meta Knight won't be in there again. I don't think you'll see him return.
Well, I mean...
Because he was broken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Smash and in Melee, I mean, there's still, like, you know, really good characters.
Right.
But
you can wobble with Ice Climbers still.
Yeah. So, I don't think they care. I think they just should put in as many characters as they can, to be honest.
It's just one guy balancing the whole thing, too. It's just like, and he's like overworked himself. Apparently, there's articles that's like he had to be sent to like the hospital or something because he's like overworking himself just to like make this better.
Those crazy Japanese people.
They know what they're doing.
God. Harrison, any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
Nope.
I was just going to say, I personally want to see, like, I don't know if this is like a spoiler, but I'm assuming you guys would never want to beat the first one, but the first Mother game has Gygas in it, but it's the very, very end, and you don't even know about it till the very end. And he's basically like the original Mewtwo, and it just like, I just want to see like some super eerie, weird, like godlike alien character get made into a Smash character. That's like a polar opposite from everything else.
I was
going to
say, they could do like a story mode, but they're not going to do story modes.
No.
So no Gygas boss or anything like that. Which would be cool, but I don't know, I guess that'd like ruin some of the canon. That's kind of what their problem is with Earthbound. They don't want to like mess with it or anything.
No, I'm talking about the story mode for Smash.
Right. Well, yeah, I know. But I was just thinking, it's like that they might be like trying to save it from, like, that might keep it from being altered or something.
They should put Giga Bowser in this one.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. Just full size.
It's full size Giga Bowser.
Just not even the Smash, like not the final Smash ability Giga Bowser, just as the character Giga Bowser.
Yeah.
Giga Bowser and Giant Ganondorf. Final Giant Ganondorf. Just.
Oh, just, yeah, the Beast Ganon. Beast Ganondorf. Ganon. Yeah.
Done.
Man, items are so fun in that game.
They are. They're pretty good. Even straight up. Well, I think that'll do it then. We'll wrap things up. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Enjoy the rain we have.
Is it still raining?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's like settled down.
Quick, let's go.
Let's go. We're going. But we'll be back next week. Until then, good night. Bye-bye.